if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here, and another episode of TWC Talks, the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast. Excited to be with you today for yet another episode. Here's the thing, guys. Bigger levels, bigger problems to solve. That's how it works. That's exactly what I'm going to be talking about today. You know, I had a fantastic week last week. You know, we had back-to-back events out in Nashville. And it's always good. You know, we do these fly-ins once a month for our chamber clients, but this one in particular was really, really cool because not only was it a two-day book writing workshop that we did with just some phenomenal people. By the way, if you are a subject matter expert, an author, a speaker, you know, a coach, a consultant, an expert of any type with intellectual property that can be put into the marketplace. And if you're looking to monetize and like unlock that IP that you have stuck between your ears in that beautiful brain of yours, my goodness, writing a book and turning that into, you know, a vehicle of communicating your value to the marketplace is just a phenomenal way to do it. It's actually a topic that we did just a couple weeks ago with Kristen McCall, our head of publishing here in-house. We have a built-in publishing company here now at The Wealthy Consultant. And if you are looking to get your information out in the marketplace, boy, do we have a really cool way of doing it now. I won't get into details here. That's not the purpose of this episode, but I just got to say, you know, look us up, check us out, look for that episode. I think it was about a couple weeks ago that we did it with Kristen McCall talking about how books build business. And it was just a really cool jam, you know, Sasha with us. And she gets into it and she's the one that runs all that here. But anyway, so we had this two-day bookshop, you know, book writing workshop and for our chamber clients. And but prior to that, backed up right against that two-day event was a one-day event for LaunchKit clients. LaunchKit being kind of a more introductory, like just getting started course that's built into the Wealthy Consultant, helping people, you know, go from basically zero to six figures, you know, in their business and all the tools and resources that are required to make that actually happen. So we had this program called LaunchKit, and yet we hadn't done a live event for them yet. And so this was our first live event that we did. And we had people flying from all over the world. I mean, we had people from Germany and where else? South America. I mean, like all over. It was really cool to see that level of engagement and all these people come in. And I had the opportunity to speak to open up the event. And it was just a really, really cool time. But my favorite time and the purpose of this episode, you know, new levels, new problems, is the idea and the concepts that were brought up in the mixer afterwards. So that night after the LaunchKit event, you know, those members had an opportunity to come to an event at a really cool restaurant area. I don't know. It's called Penn's Mechanical. It's really cool. I don't even think it's a restaurant. It's more like a bar, I guess, but it had all these games and all these just really cool things. Never been to a place like that before, actually. And all the chamber members got to come too. So it was really the first time that both tiers of our consultancy, all those clients, got to kind of mix it up. And what I found was just some really cool conversations happening where our chamber members who are, you know, at that point in their journey, entrepreneurial journeys, where, you know, they're doing quite well. They're just conquering bigger problems. So therefore they're making more money. And they've just been in the game longer and been doing it in a way that's helped them get profitable and reaching certain revenue levels that obviously the LaunchKit clients may have not yet hit. And to see the downloading of love, care, attention, belief into these people was just so cool. You know, see our chamber members just downloading insights into the LaunchKit clients that were there was just so awesome. It really, really was cool because it's not like they had anything to gain by doing it. You know, I mean, they have their own problems. They got their own businesses to do, but they were just like open books for these people, helping them, giving them the insights and some of the things that they wish they had when they were first getting started and getting their business up off the ground and really profitable. And so it was just a really cool time and something that you can't get from a replay on Zoom or a video or anything like that. Like you truly do have to be in the room. I know you've heard us talk about that before. The power and the proximity that comes from being in the rooms with those types of people is just really, really profound. And this was a perfect example of that. But all of that to say, a conversation I had with a LaunchKit client and a chamber member is the three of us, and we're sitting around and chatting it up. And, you know, this LaunchKit client was just basically mentioning like, hey, I can't wait to be, at this particular level. I can't wait to get into chamber and this and that. And I just bluntly told him, I'm like, hey, look, man, you're just not ready yet. And I'll tell you why. And he looked at me kind of like, okay. And I said, you're not ready for the types of problems that are kind of come at you once you ascend to that level in business. And, you know, at this point in his career and in his development, he's, you know, probably around the 10-15K a month range. And that's kind of like a big stretch for him in his business. You know, he's just getting kind of going. And the chamber member he was sitting next to was doing, we'll just say a large multiple of that monthly, right? Like a significant amount more per month. And what I told him is, I said, you're not ready for his problems. I told the LaunchKit client, like, you want the money, but you're not ready for the problems. And he was kind of set back and soaked in that a little bit, you know? And I said, look, it's not because you're not capable. It's because you're not ready psychologically. You don't feel ready for it. You don't feel like you would be able to handle those types of problems. Yeah. He's like, well, I'd certainly like to try. And I said, you can, you absolutely will, as you keep developing. But the reality is, and I guess kind of the main point of this talk, is the idea that, you know, the higher value problems that you solve, the more potent of the solutions that you bring to the marketplace, the more specific those are, the more you can charge, right? You've probably heard the analogy of the generalist doctor against the surgeon, right? Like a general practitioner is going to fix your arm, give you some pills if you have a headache or whatever, right? He can kind of do it all and help a wide range of people. And then you have the specialist brain surgeon who only does one thing, but does it at a world-class level. And therefore he gets compensated drastically more than the general practitioner, even though the general practitioner probably works far more hours per week. And again, it's just about solving bigger problems in the marketplace, but also inside of your own business. As soon as you ascend a new level, you are now inviting new problems that are going to be conquered. And that's kind of the one fallacy that I wanted to highlight here and make sure that you have a clear understanding of this, is that I don't want anybody out there thinking like, man, if I could just get to this specific revenue level, if I could just get this one client on board, if I could just do this one thing, man, I would really make it. It doesn't work like that, guys. It just doesn't work like that, because as soon as you solve one problem, you have now immediately invited a whole host of new problems to it. That is the business of business, is being a problem, you know, solver. That's just the reality. And that's something that, you know, took me a little longer than I'd like to admit in my own entrepreneurial journey. And I want to share that with you in hopes that it finds you well, it finds you succeeding faster by just simply understanding that that's what we do. You know, when you're frustrated, it just means that there's a gap between your expectations of how things should be and the reality. So the farther away those two things are, your expectations and reality, the farther away those two things are, the more frustrated you become. So what we need to do is just bring in and pull in our expectations closer to reality. Doesn't mean we have to like the reality sometimes. It's not like we like to invite problems into our life and into our business, but we need to understand that, yeah, that's it. You know, every day you wake up, I wonder what challenges, I wonder what problems I'm going to be solving today. You're going to have them. If you're not experiencing problems, you're not pushing hard enough in the business, period. Right? Like if you're not having haters on your social media and in your outreach attempts, you're not trying hard enough. You need to fall down. You need to fail forward. You need to feel that friction and resistance, because it means you're pushing the limits. You're pushing the boundaries and the scope of what you're capable of doing. And again, if you want that new level, you need to push into it. And then once you attain that new level, you're going to immediately invite a bunch of other problems that you've not yet solved. That is business, and that is success. And so I just wanted to share that with you in hopes that, you know, it accelerates your path to profit, that you are able to understand that it's not a bad thing to experience that friction, but also don't get trapped in the thinking that, man, if I could just do X, then it would be okay. Then I would be happy. It's a pretty dangerous game to play. And so just remember that as you solve problems, you are now introducing the concept of having new problems that you have not yet experienced. So as soon as you solve the one of like, man, if I could just land X number of sales, well, guess what happens once you do? You now have a fulfillment problem. Oh man, I just landed all these clients, but I don't know what to do and how to fulfill them well and how to keep them inside my business, right? Now you got to solve that problem. And once you do that, what do you need, right? It goes on and on. And so new levels, new problems, get ready for it. I'm excited for you. That's the business of business, my friends, and you deserve it. So solve those bigger problems, look for them, solve them out in the marketplace, because if you help others get what they want, you will by default get what you want. All right, we'll see you on another episode, guys. Take care. Talk soon.